Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Now, this morning's essay refers to some awful people and their terrible deeds. It is not suitable for younger children. I've been wondering lately why MAGA is thriving. I can't tell whether the movement is growing, but I'm pretty sure it hasn't lost any members either. It rolls along. The recent Republican convention in Milwaukee found me thinking, more than I usually think about it, what makes MAGA, MAGA? I settled on two significant factors. The dual sirens, a beckoning contemporary malcontents, cults, and professional wrestling. Let's take cults first. Cults are as old as humans are old. Cults exist because their members need to be sure. They need to be sure about everything. The easiest way to be sure about everything is to find a leader who is sure about everything. Be safe and sure in the knowledge that whatever he says is true, whatever he does is good. Complete disregard for any evidence to the contrary is absolutely essential to the membership. Warren Jeffs is the prophet and leader for about 10,000 members of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Warren Jeffs is serving a life sentence for child sexual assault. Jeffs used his self-proclaimed status in his community to routinely seduce and rape dozens of teen and preteen girls. He was put behind bars in 2011. The members of his cult still rely on his spiritual counsel. He is still their prophet. Jim Jones was a charismatic preacher from San Francisco who built a loyal congregation with a wider political following. He was very popular on the West Coast. Just about the time that investigators began asking questions concerning his bogus finances and suspect sexual practices, he convinced his congregation to join him in Guyana. When his Jonestown scam began to come apart, he convinced the residents to drink poison. The ones who couldn't get themselves to drink the Kool-Aid were shot dead by Jones' inner circle. Jones, of course, didn't drink the poison. A relatively slow and excruciating death, he shot himself instead. MAGA has a charismatic con artist at its helm, a serial liar and cheat, a petty, avaricious man who thrives on venom and a smirk, and they love him. He gives them what they need, the contentment of never having to think again, ever. He also gives them something else. He gives them permission to be like he is, and this is where the idea of professional wrestling comes in. For the stars of professional wrestling and for their millions of fans, it is attractive to be loud. It's enormously satisfying to be perpetually enraged. Over-the-top behaviors are practiced and they're bragged on. It's just plain fun to pretend that you're nuts. In a Trump rally, you can do all those things and have a great time. It's a party, part costume, part rave, and wholly engrossing. The MAGA faithful lose themselves in the glow of their prophet's pronouncements. It does not matter how bat crap crazy the speaker is, he is the man. In him and with him and by him, they stand. Just like Jeff's, just like Jones. Whatever the loss suffered in court or at the ballot box or on the golf course, the prophet comforts himself by telling his crowds that he has never lost. Indeed, that he cannot lose, ever. In fact, to say that he did lose at something, well, that's just untrue by definition. The convictions were cooked, the elections were rigged, and the putt always went in. He's the champion golfer who didn't bother to show up for the tournament. You see, life is easier that way. No need to question a belief or a statement. No need to evaluate one's behavior. No need to apologize. In the MAGA cult, there is never a doubt. In the MAGA wrestling ring, there's never a dull moment.